Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, where you get the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can send your questions to me, dearkev@kevonstage.com. You will remain anonymous, and you should, because of the stuff I be saying. Ready for the question? I'm ready. First up, Dear Kev, I still love my ex. It hurts me so much to finally admit it. 23 hours a day, I think about her, even in my dreams. I tried being with other people. I tried looking for a temporary escape. My friends say it's just a good thing she's gone, but I'm honestly so lost without having someone who knows me. I want to ask for her to take me back. Even her family's on board. What should I do? Will you help me get her back? Absolutely not. I won't help you. I don't even know you. I don't know her. Your friends say it's not a good thing. I mean, your friends say it is a good thing she's gone. Here's what you need to do. Listen to 90s R&B music. It'll make you feel better about your situation. That's when black dudes in R&B music, they used to say, man, I miss you, girl. Listen to Cisco, Incomplete. Oh, that came out in the 2000s, but still had the 90s R&B feel. Listen to R&B music, because you actually basically wrote some R&B. I still love my ex. It hurts to finally have to say my text. 23 hours a day, I think about her, even in my dreams. You halfway there. I tried being with other people. I tried looking for temporary escapes. My friend says a good thing she's gone, but they're wrong, but they're right. All night I cry, I can't see you straight. No, 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 no. Come on, man. You should record an album. Do what Adele did. Use your pain, set it to music, and make millions, and then stunt on your ex. Bring another woman, younger, taller, who's good at basketball. And be like, ha, look what I did with your pain. I don't even need you anymore. Don't get your family on board. You're going to look desperate. Hey, Mima, you remember when you said I could come over? I miss Tasha. Do you think she could like me again? Oh, oh, come on, man. Take your pain. We've all had our hearts broken. I had my heart broken by a woman. It was the Chick-fil-A manager who locked the door on Sunday and didn't come in on Monday. You know how many times I've went out of town and forgot it was Sunday on the road, drove by Chick-fil-A and been like, yes. And then it was Sunday. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. You understand me? But no, I'm not going to help you. Nah. Live in that. You'll be stronger for it. Dear Kev, there's a girl from church that I really like. She's on the worship team, and every time I see her, I get nervous. But I really want to tell her how I feel about her, but I don't know how to get my feelings through towards her. We talk through Instagram, but I don't know if she likes me. How do I know if she likes me, and how do I approach her and tell her how I feel about her? Simple. Tell her God told you are my wife. Church dudes love that. You know, I had a dream about you. God told me you are my wife. Tell her you are my Proverbs 31 woman. You're a virtuous woman. Amen. When I see you in worship, it takes me into worship. And nothing is sexier than a woman who loves God. Bosom. Just say bosom. It's a Bible word. People don't really use it anymore. But tell her that God planned for you and her to be married. Listen, I talked to a prophet. You know, I went to a conference. I talked to a prophet. And that prophet told me that you were my wife. My God. And who am I to tell the man of God that he's wrong? Amen. Now, I love you. And I love the way you sing praises. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Sing praises to the King, for he's the King of Kings. Give him glory. Girl, I want to give him glory to you. Oh, I want to give him glory for you. Amen. I want to nestle in your garden. I want to sit in betwixt your legs and read the Song of Solomon. Come on in here today. Oh, yeah. I want you to bring me near to the cross. I want to part the Red Sea. Just be saying stuff. Make it sound biblical and then trick her and manipulate her like all the good musicians do at church and get the girls. And they quit that church and go to another church and do it to new girls. That's how you get a church girl. You say, girl, I'm your Boaz. You've been waiting for me. Come on in here today. That's not going to work. Next question. Dear Kev, I've been married to my college sweetheart for over a decade, and while we both look different from how much we or while we both look different from how we did when we met, he has gained so much weight his beer belly now gets in the way during sex. Sumo sex sucks. So how do I tell him he needs to lose weight to help revive our sexy time? I'm tired of the acrobatics trying to figure out an angle that works. How could you be so shallow? You don't enjoy sex with your husband because he's gained a little weight? Oh, wow. Real mature here. Okay, he's getting older. Okay, maybe he's tired of working out. Maybe his metabolism isn't what he used to. Maybe he makes all these plans to lose weight and he puts it on the internet and then he changes his mind and people remind him of old campaigns that he did. But you don't think he thinks about it? And now you're going to take away the sweet love and the butt from him? And you think that's going to make him want to work out? You don't want to have sex. You're disgusted. Wow. It'd be your own wives. Your own wife will tell you, oh, man, you're gross. You may not say it, but you say it. Oh, it hurts me. You know, because look at me. I'm in that shape. What if my wife told me the truth? Because I see my stomach when I'm doing the sex. I don't like it. That's why I make sure all the lights are off. And then I ask her to wear one of those sleeping masks, like Whitley from Different World used to wear. Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Don't tell him nothing. You need to love him at any way. Can you imagine if a husband came here and said, man, I don't like my wife. She's big now. What would I say to him? How could I break your heart? I know you know what you look like in the mirror. He knows what he looks like in the mirror. Oh, my heart breaks for this poor man. Man, he's not getting the sex, and it's not even his fault. You know what, guys? It's almost Christmas time. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. Nobody wants to trek through the Amazon to get meat. It sucks. The hair is unsightly. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Keep your balls smooth. It ain't the 70s. We're not listening to the Earth, Wind, and Fire and watching Shaft at the movies. And we don't have afros on our balls. You got the fade up here. Get the fade down there. The Manscaped 2.0. You can trim. You can get a taper. Taper, bro. Taper your balls. Blend it in. She's going to be like, dang, cuz. You clean and smooth down there. I like it. You want to go do some sex with me? All because your balls look great. Your balls deserve the same treatment the rest of your body does. You shave your hair, you get a fresh haircut, and your balls are all unkempt. Does that make sense to you? That's what she's going to see? Come on, man. Give your girl the ball she deserves. Manscaped 2.0 is a redesigned electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has a proprietary advanced skin-safe technology so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. It's also waterproof so you can use it in the shower, which I do. I come out the shower and she's like, hey, and I'm like, hey. New nuts, they're here for you. Tis the season of Manscaped, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, or friend the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code DEAR. Clean up your stankin' nuts and make Santa proud this year. Women, buy it for your man. Men, accept the gift. Next question. By the way, you can send your questions to Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. You always remain anonymous. Dear Kev, I'm co-youth pastor with a guy from my church, and we've known each other for years. Lately, I've begun to catch feelings for him. I don't want to ruin our friendship and mess up the youth by pursuing something. What should I do? Forget those teens. They're going to move away and go to college anyway, and you want love? You need your Pastor Wilson. Everybody deserves their Pastor Wilson. Maybe he's just youth Pastor Wilson at this time, and he's not fully fledged in all the ways of full pastoral goodness. But let him grow into his Pastor Wilson for you, the people. Don't worry about them kids. They're going to go off to college and sin anyway. We all did it. Not me. I just read the Bible every day. I read the Bible so much, sometimes I forgot to study for class. But God gave me the answers because he was like, I respect you so much for all your studying. I'm going to pass this test for you. And I was like, thanks, God. But the rest of people were heathens, just not me and Melissa. We were celibate the whole time. Mm-hmm. Listen, don't put your life on hold over some kid's salvation. The Bible says, work out your own soul salvation. Let them get the word of God. You get the man of God. Okay? Come on. You want to be the first lady of the youth pastorness. Don't worry about them kids. It's their parents' responsibility to make sure they learn the Lord, learn to love the Lord. Not yours. I mean, yeah, you're their pastor. Teach them the word, but not at the expense of your love life. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am, Miss Pam. Dear Kev, 9 months ago, I had my first child with a man I've known for 10 plus years. When I was 16, we were best friends, and he was my other half. Fast forward to now, I hate him most days, but still have a little love for him and low-key wish we could be a family for our daughter. But he's very manipulative and will act as if he wants to be in a relationship when it benefits him. But when I ask anything in return from him or to be a father to our daughter, it turns into a big fight, and he blames me for us not working out and constantly is telling me that he doesn't want to be with me until he sees me again. Then he acts and does things like we're a family. What should I do? I need both a serious answer and something that'll make me laugh as well. I can't give you a serious answer. He's trash. Is that serious enough for you? He's trash. Sometimes your baby's dad is trash. Sometimes your husband is trash. Sometimes both of those people are the same person. And they're both trash. Basura in Espanol. I'm bilingual. There's a difference. There's a gospel song that I want to play for you really quick. It's going to present me from being able to make any money on this video, but I'll do it for you because I want you to know that this is what you're going to have to do. You ready? I move forward. Ain't about my past. It's about my future. Yeah. Get those it's way we moving. One more time. Listen to Molly. You got to move on. Men suck. They're trash. I don't know why y'all deal with us. I really don't. I look at us in the mirror and I'm like, blech. We don't deserve you. We don't. It's just the truth. Make him realize that he don't deserve you and move on. I'm sorry if I didn't make you laugh. And I'm sorry I had to be serious. And I'm sorry y'all keep asking me real questions. What do you think I am, a therapist or something like that? Next question. My friend and I are both pregnant with our first child. Her husband is afraid to have the sex with her because of the baby. Meanwhile, my husband and I are still very active. I feel bad for her because she's sexually frustrated, but I have no idea what more advice to give her beyond what I already have. Please help me give her some advice to share with her husband. They still have 4 more months to go. Whew. Thanks in advance. Tell her to tell her husband he's full of himself. Let me tell you what men are worried about. What if I hit the baby? Stop. Stop. You can't possibly harm the baby. That baby is so far from your little wiener. Let it go. You're full of yourself. It's your ego talking. It's fine. Okay? Just stop. Sometimes pregnancy sex relieves a lot of pressure and the women are thankful for it. And sometimes their body is like nice when they're pregnant. I'd be like, thank God you out here. That butt look butter and them boobs look boober. And that's tough. You know, sometimes on their psyche, but when you sex them, you're like, man, I'm still desired, even in the state I'm in. And you're like, yeah, girl, you thicker than a snicker in the middle of the winter. I'd be like, dang, girl, what that thing is? You sitting on that pamper? Oh, yeah, who that milk for? The baby or me? I'm thirsty. I make the milk shake. And they'd be like, oh, I'm still sexy. Yeah, girl, I love them stretch marks. Make that sound for her. But really, her husband's got to know. Stop, bro. No, you're not that big. You're never going to be that big. You're just a regular human dude. You're kidding yourself. Okay? Just stop. Take a nap. And when you sleep, sleep on the purple mattress. We spend almost all of our time asleep on our mattress. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, try the purple mattress. I have one. It's the best part about my house. Literally, it's the best thing in my home. It is the best purchase I made, the best investment, because I work hard and I need good clean sleep. The Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam you're used to. The Purple mattress feels, Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it'll keep everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you a zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Purple has a 100-night risk-free trial, so if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, and it's backed by a 10-year warranty, and Purple has free shipping and return. You're going to love Purple. Right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this pillow is to text DEAR, D-E-A-R, to 84888. Once again, that's D-E-A-R to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Quick reminder, you can send me your questions, Dear Kev, at kevonstage.com. Without you, there is no show. Show comes out Fridays on YouTube and Facebook and Apple Podcasts and wherever podcasts are found. And I appreciate you for listening, because without you, I'd have to work a regular job and nobody wants that. Dear Kev, I'm a 50-year-old female. I haven't had an orgasm in about a year or two. During these 2 years, I've been intimate with two guys. Neither of them have been able to truly satisfy me. Don't get me wrong, their sex isn't bad. There just doesn't seem to be any fireworks going on for me. I feel as though I've been having sex for nothing. I'm now at a point where I no longer have a desire for sex at all. So for now, I'm satisfied with being alone. I tried sex toys, but they only tickled my tickle thing and made me pee on myself. So no thanks. I want intimacy and I want the fireworks. Is there something wrong with me, or is it a phase that all women go through? I haven't begun night sweats or menopause yet, I don't think. Maybe no desire is part of it, not sure. You peed on yourself? Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but I did mean to laugh. Listen, you're 50. You had a good run. Who cares about sex? My grandma's 72. I don't think she had sex in probably 35, 40 years. I hope she does. She ain't been married for a long time, and I think somebody was in there with my grandma would just break my heart. So I'm just going to tell myself no. I mean, at this point, you've had all the sex. You've done all the stuff you could do. I mean, you were a young one. You're 50. I mean, come on. You're peeing on yourself now. Your body's all doing its own thing. You're like, nah, man, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pee now. No, that's not what I want. I'm peeing anyway. I get the intimacy part, but you know they make boyfriend pillows now? It's like the shape of a man. It's got an arm and stuff. Snuggle up with that. Spray some man cologne on there. It's like the same thing. You had a good run. You know, I've been working out for a while, and I'm not losing weight like I thought. It's because my menopause. My metabolism is, it ain't what it used to be. And maybe your desire ain't what it used to be no more. So you know what? Think about the good days when you had them. Remember when you were young and free and full of virality and excitement, and now you're just old and tired and saggy, probably, mostly likely saggy. Skin just starts giving up after a while, and you just be like, I'm sagging like my pants and my skin. But remember the good times when they happened, because they're all going to be gone for all of us. I know one day I'm not going to be able to do what I used to be able to do, and I'm just going to be able to be thankful for what I could do when I could do it, and it's just going to have to be fine. You know, it's just the way it is. But you know what? You did good, kid. Imagine me rubbing the top of your head, patting you on the back, and sending you on your way. You'll be all right. Thank you guys for sending your questions in. I appreciate you. I love you. As always, I'm here every Friday, DearKev@KevOnStage.com. For questions, Facebook, YouTube for video, and wherever you find podcasts, I'll be there, especially Apple Podcasts, because that's where it goes distributed first. My masterclass is out. If you want to learn how to do what I do, Righteous and Ratchet is on Wednesdays. The Love Hour is on Thursdays. Saturday is also a day. Nothing comes out that day. Or something does, I think. I don't know anymore. Ask is over. It was a good show. Too expensive. But anyway, I'm out. I'm hungry. I love y'all. Bye.